So what does it take to stay committed and succeed in your business? Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. In Momstown 365, we're a few minutes of fun every day because we know
that.
You want to have fun, you want to feel good, and you want to flourish.
Well, and here's the thing. We want to have fun doing this.
And it's the only reason we do this.
And we laugh, and yes, because it's a bright spot of our week.
And we just want you to be a part of it.
Yep. Bring you into the conversation. Oh, we might be
Speaking
doing that.
Speaking of bringing you into the conversation, we are working on taking callers.
Yep.
Live callers for our live
Not
show.
Dead ones. Live ones. No, people calling in to a number that we give you, and you can have you can be part of the conversation with Mary and Heather.
How fun. We used to do that back in the day, and we're going to bring it back.
Yep. That's what we're going to do. So let's go back to what does it take to stay committed in your business?
Or your venture.
Yep.
Or your creative pursuit.
Yes.
Because we talk to a lot of mom creators who are creating art. And we do talk, we by default, I think, because you and I love entrepreneurship and we love starting businesses and building businesses and stuff, we do end up talking a lot about business.
So to your point, mom mm-hmm. creators, we know a gal who makes beautiful jewelry because it helps calm her anxiety. She makes money selling her jewelry.
Now she does. But she started making jewelry, remember, because it calmed her anxiety.
Yes.
And
yes.
then it became a business. So
yes.
her creative pursuit
was soothing her.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay, so play the music. We're done. Just
okay,
kidding.
Yeah. All right. Well,
to stay committed, stop over planning. Because if you are over planning everything, it's very hard to stay committed to something because it gets overwhelming.
And
the
exhausting.
Minute you overwhelm and exhaust yourself, you're not having fun. In Momstown 365, we're about fun and flourishing. And if you are over planning and exhausted, that is the opposite of fun and flourish.
Okay, so back to the gal who found that making jewelry calmed her anxiety, then it turned into a business. Find your motivation. Mm-hmm. What is your motivation to do whatever it is you do? Okay, or want to do, or start doing.
And then create, so we say stop over planning. One of the ways to stop over planning and to find your motivation is to do 3 high value activities and be okay with that. And those 3 high-value activities every day, you learned this from Mark LeBlanc.
Mm-hmm.
LeBlanc. Did I say Mark LeBlanc?
LeBlanc. Bonk on the head. Yeah, Mark LeBlanc, small business success.
He bonked you over the head with these 3 high-value activities.
Yeah, and if you can, okay, they are not decided based on time. If 3 high-value activities with ROI attached, if possible, take you each 10 minutes, you're done for the day. Go play.
Go have fun. Flourish. Because your 3 high-value activities have just allowed that space to happen.
So if it's responding to a potential customer, if it's sending a newsletter out, if it's posting something on your social media to get you noticed and maybe a customer, mm-hmm. that's it. You're done for the day.
And 3 high-value activities times 5-7 days a week,
that's focus.
That's focus, and that adds up. And you don't have to have a laundry list of to-dos.
And you don't have to sit and work 6 to 8 hours on your tush and not be able to spend time with your family or get outside and enjoy a nice walk. So I love that point. 3 high-value activities to grow your business. Hopefully you can attach a return on that investment, money coming back to you. And the last one, create a system. I remember when I started doing the vacation rental and I would manage my own property and turn them over because they were on my property. It was so, like, nobody taught me how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn, instead of running to the laundry and washing the sheets and towels and waiting for them to dry, why don't you buy an extra set, Mayor? You know?
That was the system.
oh, instead of taking cleaning supplies back and forth, why don't you just leave them there? Dumb, 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 right?
I hit my forehead on the microphone because I've done the same thing with the donuts.
It's like
I use the same buckets. Like, right, so you rise the dough in these big 5-gallon buckets, right? And I had two, and I was constantly like having to turn them over. I'm like,
why don't I
buy two more buckets?
Why don't you buy four more buckets? And if they're really inexpensive, toss them.
But you had mentioned this before, and I think that is have somebody take a look from the outside and see how what system are you operating on, and do they see efficiencies and to ways to streamline. And so I keep asking the boys, because they're helping me with the Malasada business right now, how can I streamline this way, this system? Tell me anything to make me more efficient and be open to it.
Now, I know this is a silly question, but do you have like a cart that you pull all the stuff down to the beach?
We pull right up to our spot.
Oh, but then when you have to leave, you can't do that?
It's complicated.
Okay, so you know what? Sometimes you might want to think you're ready to quit because it gets complicated, but we're going to clarify that for you.
In the next episode, what happens when you're ready to quit? All right, Momtown 365, we're a few minutes of fun every day so that you can have fun, feel good, and flourish. And right now, we are going to have a few moments with our sponsor, but we'll be right back.